Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, cool.
Steiny.
What's up? I die alone. I laugh the loudest to the...
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! So I go... Who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
Steiny's still hanging out in South Carolina, Guru.
One more day, baby. He's back tomorrow.
And he's back. Yeah. We'll see if he's back tomorrow. Let's see if he does the old okey-doke and take another night off here.
Pull a Draymond?
Pull a Draymond. What do you mean by pulling a Draymond?
Nah, he was hurt. His pelvis.
He
was flying. I went to fight.
He was flying at the fight. We'll talk about that a little later. Your boy got smoked Saturday night, but also the Warriors last night. They lose their sixth straight. I want to get into that. Joe Lacob was just in studio. We'll play some of that stuff. What he told Joe Lo and Debs about Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, what the Warriors' plan will be this offseason. A big offseason for the Golden State Warriors as we're starting to see the young guys play a bit better. Man. Jordan Poole, Damian Lee. But, man, that guy Zion. Seeing him in person last night at Chase Center, Goo, he is special.
It was breathtaking. I know Chase is the home of the Golden State Warriors, Bonte, but last night it was home to one of the most talented, raw, and superstars of the next generation. And I like your word, acoustics, because Chase was live. And a lot of it was the Warriors were taking it to him, up 12, up 14. I thought they were going to win the game, Bonte. But at the same time, as much as I enjoyed watching the young Charles Barkley, because that's who he reminds me of, Poole has just did a metamorphosis I didn't see coming. He's making buckets. He's playing point guard. Damian Lee, acting like the Chef Curry, acting like his brother-in-law. But every time he gets a shot in rhythm, basketball's a game of rhythm, Damian Lee just owns the moment. And then I'm looking like, okay, Marquise Chris is not out here. Steph Curry is not out here, Bonte. Klay Thompson, Draymond. But yet, I see Looney out there giving it his all. Juan Anderson, I don't know where this is going. I wanted to stay here in Golden State, him being from the town. I'll ask you your thoughts, but I'm telling you, my furnace is lit in regard to what the Warriors, how they're going to get back next season. Because the acoustics, how loud the crowd was, how the energetic, I saw it like, okay. It ain't going to be when Steph get back, but it's going to be next year. And what did you call Wiseman? The new Chris Webber, allegedly, if they decide to go that way. I'm just telling you, buddy, and Warrior fans, your boy is all in for the redemption tour, which starts next season.
Well, Eric Paschal, the rookie who scored a Rising Stars Challenge out in Chicago for All-Star Weekend, he scored 23. He's going to join us between 12 and 1 o'clock today,
Paschal,
on 95.7 The Game. We talked to Paschal a couple times, especially when he got introduced.
You're right.
Here after the draft, when he got picked in the second round. Juan Toscano-Anderson, Castro Valley,
balling
last night. He was balling. He's playing well, and I think he will stick on an NBA roster next season. 16 points last night, three threes. Eddie DeMent, he's He communicates on both ends of the floor. That's what I like for a young guy like that. He knows the game. He's a smart player. And you talked about young Jordan Poole. Well, Jordan Poole, ever since that G League stint, Guru, I mean, this guy in January shot 32% after shooting 10% in December.
Kyle, our producer, 29. Kyle, I did my notes. Hey, he was like, goo, 10? I was like, it was 10.
It was 10 in February. Jordan Poole shooting 45% from the field, still a paltry 27% from the three-point line, but you can tell he's getting more confident, averaging nearly 13 points a game this month. Jordan Poole's starting to come around. You got to think next year when he's on the bench and he's coming off the bench for the Splash Brothers, and they have Draymond Green and Wiggins in the starting lineup, and we'll see who plays the five or who that top pick is. Jordan Poole looks like a guy who could help this team 10, 15 minutes a game next season off the bench.
He's never met a shot he didn't like. We saw that coming out.
And you like players
college,
like that.
Right, just the ball, the earth is my turf. But do you think it's because they switched him or let him run at point guard? And if that's the case, my friend, who is going to be the backup point guard for the Golden State Warriors? There are times where I see Sky Bowman. What a nickname. That dude is ferocious. I don't know if that's his job.
You're a big
but
Bowman
who is
guy,
going
huh?
to be the Livingston of this team? Yeah. I guess what I'm saying, Bonte, is it looks like Poole is putting his name in there. He can pass. He's a natural passer. And I got to tell you this about Juan Anderson. You know I love me some Kalina and Fitz. Fitz called him Matt Barnes 2.0.
Oh, wow.
And I said to myself, you know, I like analogy. That could be a – I see the Matt Barnes that could be his niche.
You think being dirty, just being a rugged player, a glue guy.
Shot
can hit the three,
couple three. Not,
go to the rack.
Man.
I didn't
know
think about
his
that
role.
One. I didn't know.
Being
I didn't
nasty.
Think.
Matt was pretty boy, but he was nasty.
Yeah, he was nasty. He had that goon in him. He had that goon in him. You know about that. Yeah. Mark Spears is going to join us at 11. He's live at the Kobe Memorial down at Staples Center. We'll get his thoughts on that, plus what he saw last night from Zion Williamson, the Pelicans, and also his thoughts on the Golden State Warriors moving into next season as well, because he knows some of these draft picks, these prospects coming out this year. Anthony Edwards from Georgia, James Wiseman, who we all know from Memphis, who is Obi Toppin from Dayton. So we'll get Mark Spears' thoughts on that.
But we just had the owner, too, real quick, B. We just had Joey Lightyear.
Joey Lightyear.
And Raymond Ritter up in the house.
Joey Lightyear's in the building getting ready for the Disgrace at Chase. That is Wednesday.
That's the best title ever. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did you hear the Marv Albert promo? That's pretty good.
That was
pretty good.
Raymond hicked it up.
Does Larry David say pretty good?
You see it last night?
I missed it.
Yes, it was waiting on you.
It is waiting on me. I'll check it out today. I want to ask you this, because Steph is nearing a return. We saw him in the warm-ups Thursday against the Houston Rockets. He came out last night after the end of the game in his warm-ups. Steph Curry is nearing a return. But is there any pros and cons to it? Is there anything that will tell gurus? Because I know you're a worrier at times. You're like, you know what? The season means nothing. What are you playing for? I know he had the left-hand injury. He's only played four games. But do you want to see the chef before the year is over? Do you want to see him play with Andrew Wiggins? Because there's a segment of folks who say, why bring Steph back?
You bring him back, and to answer your question, I was one of those guys, the older guy yelling at the clouds, no way in hell you bring him back. But things have changed, Bonte. The young guys are playing. They're coming into their own. You got a new toy, a new weapon in Andrew Wiggins. So you know what I'm saying? It's excitement. Excitement is following this team. And Steph Curry, at the end of the day, Bonte, not only is a competitor, he's a basketball player. And his job is to go out and get buckets. Yeah. I think he's been moved. He's tired of in the three-piece suit. Well, he looked nice on the bench. You scare money, don't win money. Bonte, you can get hurt game one of next year. You got to go out and attack. And the fact that I think the Warriors brass and Steph Curry are having none of that by playing scared, oh, we'll wait till next season, I think you owe it to Jordan Poole. I think you owe it to Pascal. Guys have been taking lumps, busting their ass. And now you got Wiggins. We want to see the excitement so fans, short for fanatic, can dream. Sit in that chair, sit in traffic, thinking about the 2020-21 Golden State Warriors and see what it's like to have examples of the pick and roll maybe with Steph and Wiggins. So to answer your question, I'm ecstatic this Steph is not, oh, I'm too good for the game and the standings. I'm above it. He's a baller. Chef Curry, Drake put you into rhymes. Let's go. And my source is the streets, Twitter. Tell me March 1st.
March 1st against the Wizards next Sunday night. 5:30 at Chase Center. I'm with you, Goo, because I want to see him. What Looney said last week. Kevon Looney said something that really stuck to me over the weekend. He said, you know the thing with Steph Curry is? He doesn't get a lot of respect for it, but he elevates everybody else's game.
Did he say that?
He said
I missed
that. He elevates everybody's game. He's going to elevate Andrew Wiggins. And I'm just thinking to myself, how is he going to elevate Andrew Wiggins to a different stratosphere? Is he going to slash more? Is Wiggins going to get a lot more open shots? Well, duh, he's going to create so much spacing on the floor for Andrew Wiggins. He's going to create spacing for Pascal. And, of course, when Klay Thompson gets back, they're going to provide spacing. So how can they implement Andrew Wiggins into the system as that third scorer? I'm intrigued. Wiggins needs to know where Curry is. Curry loves, when he passes that rock, he loves to run around and set up somewhere. Set up in a short quarter, set up on the wing for one of those lethal three-pointers. So I do want to see him play with Andrew Wiggins as well. I want to see him run up and down the floor. I want to see him elevate Jordan Poole and Marquise Chris. How about Marquise Chris and these alley-oops? Remember JaVale?
I missed him last night. Yeah, I wanted to see him go against the big fella, Zion. But go ahead, Andre.
Man, we did miss that one. And you know what, Zion? We're going to talk to Eric Pascal. We're going to ask him.
He's a superstar, man.
Who, Pascal?
No, Zion.
Yeah. I would have asked Pascal how it was defending Zion Williamson.
You hear him yelling at the refs? He pushing me. They was calling Pascal for the foul. He like, he pushing me. Y'all got to quit calling. I'm going to ask him.
He's a back truck, man. What did you think of Wiggins last night? 3-for-16 offensively. I know you're a big bucket guy. You only scored 8 last night. 10 rebounds, 4 assists. But to me, it felt like that was probably his worst game as a Golden State Warrior.
Yeah, it was. And I don't want to fluctuate every time he has a good game. Oh, he's the man. And then when he doesn't, and he has some stinkers like last night, because that's what it was. But Bonte, it was more, how do you have the stinker when there's buzz in the building? Yeah, they're here for Zion, but they're also here for you. And the Warriors got out to that lead, and they did it, and they're improving because Wiggins didn't contribute in regard to buckets, Bonte. But again, it wasn't his best night at the office. You're going to have those. But I will say this about what you touched on with Steph Curry and how it affects Wiggins. It will be the easiest basketball he's ever played in his life because of what you just mentioned, the attention the chef's going to get more than Cat. Mm. It's different. It's going to open up, and I'm hoping he takes advantage of it.
Let's go to Silky Steve in Fairfield, 888-957-9570. Silky Steve wants to talk a little Dubs here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Silky?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again. Listen, this Juan Toscano, and it has nothing to do with how many points he scored. The way he moves without the ball, the way he fills up the stat sheets with his rebounding, his assists, and his defense, he's a very athletic. He's much more athletic than I thought. The way he plays his on-ball defense, I'm extremely impressed. And I'm going to go here. Don't laugh, but I'm going to go here. Forget Matt Barnes. I truly believe he could fill an Andre, and I know it's sacred ground, he could fill an Andre Iguodala for the Warriors. I'm going there.
Ooh, why do you think that? Andre Iguodala, what sparked your brain to say Andre
that's
Iguodala?
Heavy.
The reason I'll say Andre is if you look at his length, first of all, they're both 6'6". They're both very athletic. He can get on you and stay on you. Even look last night against Zion, that's unstoppable. He had a couple good stops against Zion. The guy can ball defend, and that's what made Andrew special, that and his intelligence. Now, and his athleticism, and the way he fills up a stat sheet. Just look at the way he's filling it up. He's got points. He's got rebounds. He's got stats. He's got the athleticism. Andres, look out, man. We got Iggy coming back.
Thanks for the phone call, Silky Steve.
I'm not there yet.
And
I love Juan. My boy Jalen Rutherford, my nephew, played at Castro Valley with Juan.
Oh, did he? Yeah, and so, Roderick Bobby.
Yeah, there you go. They had squad. So I just found that out. Forgot. But saying Iguodala means you've seen Juan shut down some of the best two guards in the game.
Right.
And I'm not saying he can't. Because you look at his body, it's possible. But for him to say Iguodala right now, we got to see you shut down those Ingrams who had
believe,
a bad game last night.
Yeah, he did. Brandon Ingram kept driving it. He was awful the first half.
He could make it in the Bay last night.
The Pelicans in the second half, man. They got this kid, Melly. Went 6-for-7 from the three-point line last night. He was lighting it up. Juan Toscano-Anderson last night, 16 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. He hit 3 threes. Do you believe he's playing well enough to have a spot in the rotation next season? I'm talking about when you know you have your core four with Steph, Wiggins, Draymond, Klay Thompson, whoever's going to play center, whether it's Looney or Chris or a potential number one pick in Wiseman. We'll see what's up with that. You have Damian Lee. Again, you have Chris. You have Jordan Poole. You have Pascal. Is Juan Toscano-Anderson good enough right now in your eyes, Guru, to be in your rotation next season?
I'm going to say this, and you can say recency bias. You know, you guys grill me. Oh, no. React to new information. I'm reacting to new information and highlights, and right now I'm saying the young man has done nothing to not deserve a roster spot. It's going to be up to him and how he finishes the season, Bonte. And I think current company are going to put him on those tough assignments, those tough guys that can fill it up to where we can see if he can solidify a spot on the Golden State Warriors. But what I've seen thus far, I just can't believe he's been in Santa Cruz this long to where he couldn't get an opportunity. Because right now, I'm going to ask you a question. You didn't ask for all that. I'm going to say yes. And it's up to him and the Warriors to give him the opportunity to solidify that. Because right now, we played this game, the mid-level,
right.
The new draft.
Trade exception.
It's going to be, what's the game where you got to get up and give up a seat?
Duck, goose,
no,
or
what's
musical
other
chairs.
One?
Musical chairs. Musical chairs.
There you go. Help me out, man.
Yeah. I've been playing Duck,
you
Goose
are
for a long time.
A little millennial.
You know, yeah. I played a little Duck, Goose
musical
in my day.
Musical chair. That's our musical uniform.
888-957-9570. Are there any cons to Steph Curry coming back and playing with the Warriors this season? Anything that you don't want to see? If you're a fan and you know the Warriors are not going to make the playoffs this season, do you really want to see Steph back for the last 25 games? 888-957-9570. What's the pros? We kind of mentioned a couple pros. Playing with Wiggins, playing with Poole, playing with Marquese Chris. Dragan Bender made his debut for the Golden State Warriors. What'd you think of him? 888-957-9570. Any pros and cons of Steph Curry coming back this season? Real quick, Bender, what'd you think of him? 7 feet. Could shoot the three.
He's got size, and I'll never tell a 7-footer to go home or he's not welcome on my team, Bonte Hill. But he looked like he belonged, you know, made a couple buckets. I'm kind of intrigued. How about that? I am intrigued. And the Warriors, you got to give them credit. We're sitting here thinking, well, I am. Oh, Marquese Chris has shut down all big men. We don't need anymore. It don't work that way,
no.
Unfortunately. And they're like, the more the merrier. And I'm eager to see what he's going to do. But when you see him shoot, it's not, oh, he. What are you doing? Bonte, he's got a shot that when he made a cut, I'm like, oh, it's going in. Didn't go in, but that's a good start.
No, it's not bad. Not bad. 10-day contract, former first-round pick for the Phoenix
Suns. You talked
Suns.
To him?
No, I was in the Pelicans locker room last night. Talking to Ingram.
Zion was shirtless.
Zion, it
does
takes
he got a gut
hour.
Or just?
Nah, he's rocked up.
All right.
This guy.
Because Bill Simmons today put on Twitter, who cares?
I mean, he probably
he's
is
close
about
to 300.
He probably is about 300. But, I mean.
You got to lose something, though, B, because I'm all in on Zion.
I'm telling you, he's impressive on the floor. It is impressive off the floor. He may be more mature than me as a 19-year-old. I mean, the guy's well-spoken.
I give you that.
Says all the right things. You know, you see the way
he's humble.
Around the locker
Kendrick
room.
Lamar.
I mean, the Pelicans credited Zion for getting up ready to play in the second half. Because he said, fellas, this ain't good enough. We're down 10 to the Warriors.
Did you hear
we
that,
We need to
B?
Play harder. All the players said that. Yeah, I said, okay, Zion.
Wow.
We'll see what's up. And he, you know what? His actions speak loud on the floor. His actions speak loud. That is baby Debo, baby Barkley.
Yeah, it is.
Baby Grandma, whatever you want to do. And we'll talk to Mark Spears, but there's rumors that Zion doesn't even have his legs yet. Doesn't even have his NBA.
He had them last. What? I don't know what those were last night.
I call them Inspector Gadget.
You see
hops.
The one he went baseline and then kind of just hung up there, floated?
The
two hander?
It was like Go Go Gadget or something. Yeah. Go Go Gadget dunk. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. He almost broke the rim with the one hand dunk yesterday in the second half. Let's go to Scott and Hayward. Scott and Hayward wants to talk about Curry, and I believe Scott doesn't want to see Curry back on the floor this season. What's up, Scott?
No, sir, I do not. By the way, without Steiny, this show is way too harmonious. I missed the tension. But a good show nonetheless.
I don't like you, buddy.
Thank you.
I do not want to see Curry back. I want Curry nice and rested. And moreover, I want that draft pick climbing higher and higher. You asked about cons of Curry coming back. Winning. Winning is going to be a negative this year with Curry back. He is responsible probably for plus two or three wins, which might cost us plus one or two draft spots. So please, keep him nice and rested. Keep him in that good-looking three-piece suit sitting on the sideline. He can be a cheerleader. He can then work with Wiggins in the offseason. It's not like they're not going to practice before game one of next year and figure things out. Come on, son. Get Curry rested, get him healthy, and stop winning. Get that high draft pick. I'm out.
Thanks for the phone call, Scott. Strong take. You agree with him?
He's got some valid points, and I'm going to throw this out there. Last time we saw the chef on the court, they were down 30 to Phoenix. So just because Steph comes back doesn't mean Durant's coming back, right. And it don't mean Klay's coming back. So let Steph work out his stuff, get his hand right, get his confidence back. Not that it's waned, but the more I live and what's going on in L.A. today, tomorrow is not promised with Kobe Bryant, damn it. Don't assume anything. Things are going to happen because they're supposed to happen, Bonte. Right. Have Steph Curry come back, work on his craft, and the beneficiary in him coming back is the rest of the team and your new toy in Wiggins. So don't give me that he might get hurt. Bonte, he could get hurt playing golf.
No doubt.
He could get hurt at the Chase Center practice facility.
Right.
Come on now.
No doubt. Warriors owner Joe Lacob joined Joe Lowe and Dibs. He was just in studio from 8:30 to 9:30, and he talked about Steph Curry's return. Here's what the owner of the Warriors had to say about Steph's return.
The fans probably won't
know. I think it's on plan, but we won't know until, you know, the doctors and Steph give the okay. That's the target date. Looks good, but I can't say for sure. I mean, we're not going to do anything that would in any way potentially harm him or cause a setback. So that's the goal. Hopefully he does, and I think the whole Bay Area will be excited to see Steph Curry play again.
We will be excited. We want Steph. I think the NBA misses Steph Curry, and it looks like the Warriors are going to bring him back slowly. And with the hand injury, do you play back to backs? Because it's not like it's a leg injury,
right?
It's a hand.
He had a little scar though, B.
That was a scar. There's going to be some nerve damage there inside that hand. He said it already feels different than the right.
I heard that. Like, this is bigger than what Dr. Johnson thought. I was like, oh, just get out there. He said it don't feel the same, B. That's big.
Dr. Johnson. Dr. Johnson.
Paging Dr. Johnson.
Man, Dr. Johnson, whenever a client.
Not a doctor.
Whenever somebody comes into your doctor's office, guru, oh, he's out 8 to 10. He's out 6 to 10.
No, get out there.
Little butter knife cut.
I'll write you the note to get off work. I'll write you that note, yeah. Oh, you want 3 weeks, Monte? I give you 4.
You give him probably 5 or something like that. Take some extra time, boys. Stay away from here. But Zion Williamson and the Pelicans chasing that A spot last night, beat the Warriors. They lost 6 straight. They'll play the Kings tomorrow night, then the Lakers on Thursday. The schedule's not easy for the Dakota State Warriors, but we know it's not about wins and losses right now. It's about what Steph will do when he comes back. I think the league misses Steph. I miss Steph. Consider he can only play 4 games. And I think you have to play him. You have to play him for 20, 25 games. Let him play with these young guys. Let him coach up Jordan Poole on the floor. Let him coach up Damian Lee, his step brother-in-law. I mean, I don't see any knock to not. If you sit out Curry for the rest of the season.
What message does that send?
It doesn't send a good message.
And what about the people that have paid their hard-earned money,
exactly,
who have been patient? They haven't complained. They want the best for the team and Steph. But, Bonte, you almost owe them that bone for these last few home games that they get to see number 30 play with the rest of the game.
Now, 650 saying we won't see Wiggins and Curry as teammates. This is on the Chill Not Nobody text line. Rumor has it, this summer Warriors will send Wiggins and picks for Giannis. See, I'm not buying all that. I'm not buying all that.
Google, I just tingle, but wow.
Why'd you tingle?
Because
you still believe Giannis
is
coming?
Oh, I really do. And Lacob, I think Joe posed a question to him. He just said he likes his style and likes to watch him play. And, he's easy on the eyes. But yeah, if you can paraphrase what Lacob was saying. But if that's all it took, good Lord. You got a dynasty.
That's not happening, you got a dynasty
that may be better than the one you had when KD was here.
They're not taking Wiggins and some picks from Giannis. Come on, man.
That's like a Groupon.
I'm going to pose this question to you from the 408. Is Curry coming back only because he wants to play on the Olympic team? He hasn't won a gold medal yet in the Olympics.
I'm just saying this to you. That doesn't mean a damn thing to me. He owes everything to the team that pays him his high salary, which he's earned and he's worth. I don't want to hear about Olympics. I want him to come back because this is his job, because he's got a young team with a new teammate that people are counting on and he's counting on. So come back for that. Don't Olympic me yet, Bonte. I don't want to hear that. And I hope for his sake he doesn't play.
You don't want him playing in the Olympics?
If he gets hurt, Houston, we got a problem. And Houston, in this instance, being Golden State.
Right. You don't want Curry playing. No. Even if he shows you that he's healthy over the last 25, you don't want him playing at all in Tokyo, Japan.
I'm going to say no. And I ain't being un-American, Bonte. That's when you start. The risk is too. Because the other teams are going all. They're good.
Anthony Davis is probably going to play. You're probably going to get. LeBron James may want to play again. Who other. Not Ben Simmons. He plays for
Australia. So who am I to say or tell Steph
Paul
to
George, Kawhi.
Just get the hand strong and work out this summer. The Olympics is too much coming off this injury. Had you not got hurt, all in.
It's a hand
do
injury.
Yeah, it's got a nice scar. Yeah. And his nerves. He said his nerves, it don't feel the same as the right. That don't concern you?
Not really. It's a hand.
See,
it's a hand.
It needed to be operated on, B.
It's a hand.
It was a reason.
Come on.
Yeah,
you
do a lot
up
with your left hand, I'm sure.
Right
if you didn't
hand,
have access
hand
to it, you'd be some things. Oh, wow.
Right hand, left hand, no doubt about it. But he's been out for, hell, since game number four with the hand injury.
And there's
I
been a reason.
He'll be fine.
It's more serious than I think we think.
Now, program director Matt Nahegan before the show said he doesn't want to see Curry. Doesn't want to see him at all. Said it means nothing. And I wholeheartedly disagree with that. Wholeheartedly disagree with that because, as you mentioned, the fans paying their top dollar.
That's big.
Having Chase Center here. That is huge, big time. But then just playing with the guys, seeing them on the floor, to just kind of get a glimpse of what this could look like next season. That's what I want to see with Steph Curry. You know, because we don't know who Poole's going to be. We don't know who Wiggins is going to be without the chef in the lineup, without number 30 in the lineup. You got to have your general there, one of the best players in the league, out there to see how this all looks. And can he elevate the guys that's on the floor now? What would Draymond look like when Steph gets back?
No, you're better. I know that. And I'm getting ripped from the 510B. What a terrible take. It's the biggest honor you can have to represent your country. I just said I understand that. My dad served this country. I understand all that. I'm just saying if the hand and the nerves in the hand, Bonte, are feeling kind of funny, sit this one out, Steph. You got four more.
All right, good. We're going to do a lot more, man. Mark Spears will join us at 11 o'clock. Eric Paschal will join us between 12 and 1.
Think he'll remember us?
Who's
yeah,
that?
Paschal.
Yeah, may not remember.
Who are you?
Two brothers at the.
He won't remember you.
Oh wow.
He doesn't.
He probably seen the highlights.
Yeah, he did see it. We're gonna talk more Warriors. Your highlights. Your highlights are pretty bad. I talked to Slater about that too.
Ooh. And Daryl the Guru Johnson with the air ball.
Yeah, that's a lot of that's happening. By the way, did you go to San Rafael play with the guys?
No. I had some stuff come up with a dear friend. So,
we'll get into your excuse next here on 95.7 The Game. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Whole Foods, Whole Food Markets. We'll talk about Guru flaking on The Game Saturday morning, plus Warriors basketball. That's all sponsored by Whole Food Markets.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
Looking at the text line, somebody said I dress like a substitute teacher.
On 95.7 The Game.
That hurt me.
That's my new favorite one, substitute teacher.
All weekend it hurt me, Goo, hearing that. I dress like a substitute teacher.
You look fly last night with Whitley at the
didn't I?
Chase.
The button up, jeans, fresh cut, Ray-Bans. Hanging from his shirt?
No, that means nothing.
It means nothing?
You going to Dukes of Hazzard look hanging from the shirt?
Come on. Substitute teacher, that's strong.
Yeah, well.
That's like, that one hurt me more than somebody maybe talking about my family or something.
Yeah.
That's personal, man.
You'll get over it, B. I'm fired up.
Fired up?
We get Steiny back tomorrow.
You're excited about that? What is he doing? Did you hear from Steiny this
please,
last weekend?
Not the odds please. Of that minus 50.
Come on.
Trillion. We miss you.
Let's go to Paul in Dublin. 888-957-9570. Want to talk about pros and cons of Steph Curry coming back to the roster. Plus, we'll get into what Joe Lacob had to say about Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
That's interesting in itself. Paul, good morning, man. Welcome to 95.7 The Game.
Morning, fellas. Great show, like always. Bonte Guru is spot on with the Ray-Bans hanging by the shirt. I don't know about that. I don't know what they're talking about.
We don't do that in the Bay.
No, we don't do that, Bonte.
All right.
I'm going to need you to flip on that like you did those Harden remarks. regarding Steph, I just want him to come back, play healthy. I don't need you to prove anything. I don't even think he should play in the Olympics. If you come back trying to get this revenge tour or whatever that they're trying to put out there, that's how injuries happen. That's how you can try and overdo things. And I don't know, just knock on wood. You know, we've seen what you can do. You ain't got to prove it to nobody. Just come back once the roster's fully loaded, and then you can cook. I don't need to see your greatest hits with these biscuits that are out there playing on the court right now. Just get healthy, get in rhythm. Don't play in the Olympics. I'm not taking that chance. there's too much at play for the next couple of years. That's all I got to say, fellas.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call.
And I would never disrespect our country, Bonte, but if you're going to tell me, you just being an average fan, that you're worried about him getting hurt these last umpteen games, well, wouldn't you be concerned about him getting hurt in the Olympics where it wouldn't be for your team?
He can get hurt in practice.
Yes.
In a scrimmage. He can get hurt in pregame warmups. He can get hurt getting out of bed.
Now, I do know Joey Lightyear's Joe Lacob said he's not going to stop any of these any of his players from representing the country. But I just think things change drastically, B. Like, you almost owe it to your organization not to risk it when you've missed pretty much. He's had out this season's a wash for him.
Yeah, I agree.
How many games?
Four games. By the way, 650 on the text line, my new best friend. Said, Bonte, stay dripping in swagger.
What about the one behind that?
Guru looking like a fake pimp.
I got my Warriors Thunder's fake white jersey.
You don't give me pimp vibes.
I think I got my swagger back.
Joe Lacob. Let's get into this. Because Joe Lacob, you know, he talks about everything. You know, Steph coming back, the team, the fan base. Thank the fan base for being positive through a lost year. But he also talked about Kevin Durant. Here's what Joe Lacob had to say about Kevin Durant leaving the Golden State Warriors.
We're in a transition period right now, and I hated to see some of these guys go. I mean, it bothered me. And those are tough things to do, but it's a business.
Got to be done.
To some extent. And, and by the way, I don't get mad. The other side of the coin, I can't get mad when Kevin Durant, who I felt pretty close with, decides he's going to leave.
Right.
Which to me made no sense. Like, you're the best organization, I hope he thinks, in the world, or maybe
winning.
Heaven. Winning. Other great players. I mean, the new arena. To me, there was like every reason in the world to stay. But I'm not going to be mad at him because, you know, it's his life. And he earned the right. And for whatever reason, he decided he wanted to leave. I can't control that.
Right.
I tried.
No,
but I can't control that. And so what I'm pointing is you can't get too close because you just don't really know how these things are going to twist and turn.
Wow.
Your thoughts, Goo?
I wholeheartedly agree. I can't believe he left. You know, on the court, off the court, what you mean as an organization and what you've accomplished should have been three in a row. I'm with Lacob, but I do understand why he is the person he is, the man, Lacob, because he said he can't be mad because all he can remember are the good times, like J.J. Evans. But at the end of the day, Lacob did everything in his power, it sounds like in that soundbite, to keep Durant. And I appreciate the fact that it does bother him. I equate that to being hurt, that he doesn't have number 35 in a Warrior uniform playing at Chase.
Hey, think about it. When they had the opening ceremonies for Chase Center, when they put the shovel in the dirt, when they had the dancing cranes,
that
fireworks.
That was the day I was sold.
Kevin Durant was there at Chase Center.
With the hard hat.
It wasn't Curry. It wasn't Draymond. It wasn't Clay. It was Kevin Durant. So you know Joe Lacob feels some type of way. You heard what he said. I feel like we're the best organization. We're competing for championships. And he feels like that. He feels strongly about that. And he's like, this guy left our organization? How could you? We got the best of everything. Best stadium, best arena, best team, best uniforms. We got everything. This guy left. That was the first time I heard really Joe Lacob talk about Kevin Durant.
Imagine that over a bottle of Don P or some Hennessy, he'll let you know how he really feels about that decision.
Doesn't sound like he's happy about it.
And KD wasn't happy, and we know he's special and he mentally fragile, if I could say that. And the average person, Bonte, looks at what situation real quick Durant was in, and there's no way in hell you come to a conclusion where you're leaving. So we'll leave that there. But I love Joey Lightyear's for opening up and basically saying, it bothered him, and it bothers us that we can't watch 35 perform the rest of his career in a Warrior uniform.
I do wonder what Joe Lacob thought about Kevin Durant saying that he checked out and basically knew he was going to leave the Warriors back in January, midway through the season. I wonder what Joey Lightyear's feel about that. How does he feel about that? You know, think about that. My star, the guy we recruited, went out to the Hamptons, used our private jet, brought in Kevin Durant, win two championships,
should have won
to a third straight finals. Yeah. We got your back when you're hurt. How do you really feel about that? A guy saying he basically was checked out. Joey Lightyears is sitting courtside every game. I wonder if Joey Lightyears felt like KD was checked out when he watched his demeanor in January, February, when he was kind of just coasting up and down the floor, kind of leaving the timeout.
Shotgate. He wouldn't shoot.
How did Joey Lightyears feel about that?
Yeah. What about this, though? And nobody, I believe, I haven't heard if it was posed to the owner, Joe Lacob, how big a role did Draymond Green in that blow up in L.A. play? And I wonder what Joe Lacob, how he would answer that in regard to, is that how the big fish got off the hook, Bonte? Because that's a tough question, and you got to have something to ask
right.
that. But I guess I can answer it myself. They gave that beautiful Saturday morning $400 to Draymond, and KD was gone bye-bye. And that blow up just, there was no coming back. But I believe Dre thought there was coming back, and so did Myers and Lacob after hearing that. And it's just sad that KD, you know, like a person scorned in a relationship, they would never, ever get a second chance.
You think KD would regret leaving the Bay Area, going to Brooklyn? Because you look at Brooklyn's situation, Kyrie's out for the rest of the season. He's always been injury prone. DeAndre Jordan's getting older. Spencer Dinwiddie's nice.
He's a baller.
Yeah. LeVert. Off and on, kind of Joe inconsistent. Joe Harris, not bad. You think KD would regret leaving the Warriors organization?
Talk to me at the All-Star game next season, and if Brooklyn somehow, I expect him to be in the Eastern Conference Finals with Milwaukee up there with Kyrie being healthy, but if somehow they're not Bonte and they're having a bad season, he's the type of guy that may use his burner account, his own account, somehow, some way. He's not good at hiding when he's disgruntled. I think we'll find out. And when I do hear that first, the grass was greener in Golden State, that's when I can answer your question. Like, hell yes, he left a good thing.
888-957-9570. Curry is coming back soon. March 1st is the hope. Sunday.
Curry!
Any pros and cons to Steph Curry coming back? Because a lot of people, that's the big buzz now around Chase Center. Curry's coming. You see him in his pregame warmups. He's now dunking. He's shooting his shots.
He could play right now, right? He could have played last night. Life was on the line.
It looks like he could play right now.
To me.
So should he play? Because a lot of people are saying, well, you don't want to play him. Well, then his first action may be in the Olympics. People won't
there
like
that. There
you
go again.
Folks won't like that. I'm telling you, 25 games left. You got a nice schedule here. You're playing the Sixers. You're going to play the Raptors. You're going to play the Lakers.
But you're playing yourself when you come back from injury. And, again, you talked about it's not a lower extremity. It's not a leg or a calf. You know, something where hammy, it's his hand. But what if somebody slaps that hand when he's going to the bucket? Do I dare say, okay, let's get that out the way before next season starts?
You don't think they'll do that in practice?
Oh, somebody would lose their job. He's got to have the red shirt in practice.
Don't you think in rehab?
To Tom Brady.
Don't you think in rehab they're going to, like, test it out a little bit? It's like, all right, let's see how much impact he can hold with that hand. Coming off of screens. Push it off.
But not like playing a team that's probably checked out 30 games under 500 and they hate the Warriors and what they stand for. That type of, you know, Bradley Beal. You see him last? He just hates everything about being in a Wizard uniform. He can take that out on another player. He ain't going to have his own teammates fouling him like that with that intensity. I don't believe
coaches in rehab, though, when he's rehabbing, doing all that stuff?
I wouldn't do it.
No?
Yeah, who fouled you, Steph? I'm hurt again. Who did it? Bonte. Bonte, you're out of here. What are you doing? You explain it. I was just getting them prepared.
888-957-9570. Steph Curry nearing to return. Warriors lose 6 straight last night to the Pelicans. And watching Zion yesterday really got me thinking about the league in the future and what the future holds for the NBA. And you take away Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's a young player,
all right.
MVP. All right, you're in good hands there. You're in good hands with Ben Simmons. You're in good hands, you think, with Anthony Davis. You're in good hands with Nikolai Jokic. But what about Zion? Is Zion already one of those players where you're saying, under 25, I'm taking that guy? Like, who's the next? You know, you look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, you could say it's his league right now. It's Kawhi's league. It's still LeBron's league. I'll put those three players right there. But who's next on the docket? Who's next outside of Giannis?
It's got to be Mr. Williamson. And it's not just the buzz and how we got started and watching him on social media before he was at Duke when he was in high school. He is something we've never, ever seen before. You know that now when you don't live up to your expectations, people call you a myth.
Right.
This dude is a legend. And you talk about what you heard last night in the locker room. He don't even have his legs. So now you're telling me he's going to be more polished. He may lose some LBLs. I don't know if that's slowing him down.
No, he's not fat.
He doesn't
Come
look.
On.
He's big boned.
He's big.
Yeah.
He's not fat.
No, but it's E
fat.
Equals MC squared. You can't play 82 in the playoffs flying out the gym at 300 pounds, B, or remotely close. But to answer your question, there's 20 superstars I got written stars that I would take after Zion. It's Zion. He is everything and some. It's like he was created on a video game, and there's no guy from a physical standpoint, even Giannis can't guard Zion. It's to that point to where the girth, the bones, the butt, you can't stop him. And he's just going to get better, and he's got hops. This dude is something we've never, ever seen.
Wow, I'm surprised you overlooked your boy Jason Tatum.
Tatum is...
Who was special yesterday at Staples Center. Special!
No, Tatum's a baller, but we're talking about phenom. And what we saw last night at Chase, and I'm telling you, Pelican TV, all those games.
No,
I feel like I got season pack. Play some defense. But
Luka?
Yeah, I like Luka, but you know what I'm saying. Play some defense.
Oh, now you care about defense.
From a physical standpoint,
now you care about
these
defense.
Guys can't hold a candle to Zion. That's why. He's a walking mismatch. And he can dribble. He's got a handle. Can go to the rack. Can jump. And he'll shoot the three.
That's a bad man. No, sounds like you'd rather have him to James Harden now.
Well, the future, yeah.
The future, yeah.
James is, yeah.
You were talking about that back, daddy.
That's good. We'll hear that tomorrow.
Dude, you see them beat the
I'm
Jazz
I'm going to save it
Saturday.
For tomorrow.
No, we don't need
they beat the Jazz. I wanted to tell. I was getting ready for the fight.
They already deleted the audio.
Nope, we haven't.
No, that'll never be deleted. But go ahead.
No, I like Zion. I'd probably take Zion.
Why not love and why probably?
Because the weight. You see him limping around. You see him limping around yesterday. He was limping around the locker room a little bit. And it's just, you know that knee's not right. And you know there's some weight there.
And when he hits the ground, B, you're like, oh, is that the one?
If he loses weight and he gets in shape, because New Orleans, I worry about, man, you go down there and eat good. Po' boys, grits, gumbo. I mean, you can go down there and put some pounds on in a hurry. I mean, I put 10 pounds on in New Orleans. I was only there 4 or 5 days.
When'd you go?
It's back in 2012.
Went to a same game?
No, I was at a convention, National Association of Black Journalists Convention.
Oh, wow. Right
around. Yeah, it was summertime. During the NBA Finals, LeBron and the Heatles.
Oh, wow.
They beat OKC. But I like Zion. I'll tell you what, though.
Don't sound like you love him, though. I'm shocked. I'm Zion down.
I am warming up to Jason Tatum.
No doubt. I get it and I understand.
Jason Tatum was putting Anthony Davis in the blender Sunday afternoon. I mean, the dribble between the legs, the three-point shot.
He got it
going
all.
Going to the rack.
What happened on the game winner, though?
Yeah,
the basketball gods can't do him like that. You know what? The technical threw Boston off.
Yeah, I didn't like the way the refs officiated that game late in the game.
What about Hayward? You're up one. You got the ball. 40 seconds left, and you're trying to go bring it back out and
bring
run the
out.
Clock.
Bring it out and run your set.
Dude, I was shocked.
It's your IQ there, Gordon Hayward. But wow. Jason Tatum's a guy. And then Luka. We're not talking enough about Luka and Trae Young. You wouldn't want those young guys?
I'm going to tell you this.
Trae Young just dropped 50 against the Miami Heat.
But their liabilities both right now, and I know you're going to be like, oh, you like Harden. Harden can fake it on the defensive end. I don't know if Trae Young can ever lead his team to the promised land unless he improves his defense. And I watch Luka. I love Luka offensively, but defensively you can go at him. So if you're telling me those things are going to improve, and you talk about Trae Young, the lack of size and girth, I'm just fascinated with the fact that at a heavyweight, Zion's already not a liability. So if you're telling me he goes the Jenny Craig route, loses a little, dude, it's his league. Bonte, I could see him scoring 60 to 70 points in a game.
Wow.
Because he's that much of a mismatch.
That's a take.
It's coming. Like Phillip Drummond. It's coming.
That's a take, man. You're high on him. And you weren't high on Zion a couple months ago. You weren't high on him.
I didn't know his handle and his ability to move like a cat and lateral. I didn't know it was where it was at now. He looks like Barkley. And for the folks out there to YouTube young Charles Barkley, he had handles. He's not, Zion's not sitting on an island like point guard. I can't do anything. I can't navigate unless you give it. He can do it. Come in full speed. And that's why I'm like, this is special, man. This is. If I had the chicken, I'd get a jersey.
He reminds me of Grandma Ma a little bit.
But Larry didn't have the handle.
He didn't have the handle like
Larry was bad boy now.
He was bad before the back injury, okay. And then he became a 3-point shooter. But Zion does have, like, you watch him yesterday, he was just floating. Floating. He's getting up. I mean, the third quarter dunk with one hand cocked it back. It was just like everybody had chased it.
That was the right hand.
It felt like an earthquake. It felt like an earthquake the way he ducked
earthquake
that.
By the
way he depoted Damian Lee for that loose ball. Remember that? Where he got the end one there in the second quarter. He is a specimen, man. But I'm not sleeping on Ja either. Luka, Trey, Ja.
Those are great.
Those are great guys.
But none of those guys have the physical advantage. I feel like he's a baby Shaq. And ooh. I know he's not as tall as Shaq. But Karl Malone on steroids in regard to that cat-like quick first, his first step, tell me his weakness right now. And I know it's from the outside, but it's not Ben Simmons-like to where he won't shoot it. The culture, the streets, the corporate buildings.
Right.
They need New Orleans to get the AFC.
They play the Lakers
tomorrow. So the Lakers, Ingram, Ball, can exact revenge and try to get it on that. We need that first round series.
All right, 888-957-9570. If Giannis is the best player in the NBA right now for the next 8 to 10 years, who's going to be number two? Is there anyone on the Warriors even close to this conversation right now? Or do they have to acquire one of the contenders long term? 888-957-9570. If Giannis is the best player in the NBA right now for the next 8 to 10 years, ooh. Who's number two? Who is number two? And is there anyone on Golden State even close to this conversation? Or do they need to go out and acquire a big boy? Who's number two? If it's Giannis, are you saying Zion's number two? That this could be his league right now? Embiid, Simmons.
I'm very high on Embiid. I like Jokic. Damn, be number two. It sounds like I have to put Zion there.
Wow.
And I'm comfortable in doing it. I'm ready. And if you see, I know it's a short sample size, what he's doing as a rookie, it's LeBron. I mean, he's up there with, you know, the guys that have handled and been the name of this league. So I'm going to say Zion. I know I catch heat tomorrow from you and Steiny, but I'm ready. And you're not looking at me like I'm totally wrong.
Zion's interesting. But I'm looking at Jason Tatum. I'm looking at Ben Simmons. You know, you got Bradley Beal's not going to be.
Well, he's a great
Jokic,
player.
Jokic, yeah. Luka, Trey. Yeah. I'm down on Karl Anthony Towns. I really am. Devin Booker, I'm down on.
Well, all those guys have that next level, though.
Paul George, Kawhi.
Well,
Paul George ain't played
in a month.
Yeah. Wow, you're going Zion right now.
Maybe I'm recency biased, but I'm ready.
888-957-9570. Do you agree with Guru there? If Giannis is the best player in the NBA for the next 8 to 10 years. Who is number two on that list?
Both sides of the court.
Both sides of the floor. And I'm surprised you're talking defense today. Mm. Usually you don't talk a lot of defense, Goo. You usually talk about basketball.
No, I appreciate offense, but I respect defense, and I know it when I see it. That's why Trey and Luka, I take a couple points away. I know it's early, but, dude, watch his Maverick
Luka
game.
Luka has to be number two.
Yeah,
though.
He'll get 40. He'll give up 20, 25, 30.
You know what? Zion's not there yet defensively either. He does block some shots, but he.
But they're not taking advantage of him.
They're not taking advantage.
And Luke, did you see that block last night? Who was going to ask Pascal about the block?
He came in from the back and slapped it off the backboard. Look, you think about the point guard position in the NBA. It's still the most loaded position in the league. You think about all those point guards. So, Luka. Every single night has his work cut out for him. And I know Luka is going to guard a lot of twos and a lot of threes due to his height.
But I'm high on Luka.
You look at the wings in the NBA. That's tough. It's tough to defend. Number two, right now, I'm going Luka. I'll go Luka slightly over Zion, slightly over Trae Young.
All right, I ain't mad. I think Trae, that's too high for Trae yet.
Why, he's an all-star.
Just, yeah, but how's his team doing? I'm not, they're 17 and 41. Let me help you out, people out there. And also, too, he's not consistent enough to me. He's,
please.
This is why it scared me. He's in the building.
Come on.
But he's not consistent enough for me yet for you to say he's Derek Jeter number two.
Hit the pike.
From the 650, what about Spider-Man, Donovan Mitchell? He gets no love.
Yeah, and I watched him Saturday. They lost at home to Houston. Nothing to hang your hat, but he's erratic at times. So I don't think he has that, you know, that Jedi yet. I'm not saying he can't get it, and he's spectacular, but he don't have that Jedi yet.
Wow, you're down on Donovan Mitchell.
Not down. I'm Zioned out. I'm woke.
He's Zioned out.
Yep.
Zioned out. We saw Zion yesterday. Of course, he dropped 28 points in the Pelicans' win over the Golden State Warriors. 28, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. And we're asking everybody out there, if Giannis is the best player right now in the league, and he'll probably dominate this league for the next 8 to 10 years, who's number 2 on that list? Who is the second best player in the NBA? Do the Warriors have anybody close to being the second best player? We're taking Steph out. We're taking Klay out.
Embiid's up there for me, too.
Why
I
Embiid?
Know he catches a lot of flack because, again, he's not a he's a baby Shaq to me. I mean, we've almost forgotten about the big
man. Embiid plays a lot on a three-point line, though.
Yeah, but
he's got a big butt.
You can kind of you can bring that in. Like, look, we need you on the block. I know they got blew out Saturday night on ABC against Giannis. But, you know, Ben went out, tapped out first quarter. But, B, I like Embiid. And I saw him against that series against Toronto last year. He can make his presence felt. That shimmy move, that shake move he did on the All-Star game against right. LeBron, if we could get more of that and Philly played through him, I like Embiid. No, you can't go wrong with any of these, but
no.
I'm telling you, Zion is – I'm in love, man.
You're in love with Zion
I'm
that
telling
quick?
You
weren't in love. You weren't in love. Where's that flipper sound? You weren't in love with Zion about a month ago.
But coming out of college, remember, Steinie was like, what's the big deal about him? And we got at yeah, –
we did
15
get
rounds.
Out of, yeah, we did go
and
out.
And now he's just turning into what – Now, the health is a big issue. That's very big. But if you're telling me he's going to remain healthy, I'm going number two. And Lonzo Ball looks for him anytime he can. And he's like a basketball magnet. Let me just throw it in the vicinity.
Lonzo Ball, 9 assists last night.
Yeah, but how many points? Didn't even shoot.
1 for 6 last night.
A lot.
1 for 6 last night. All right, coming up live from Staples Center, Mark Spears is kind enough to join us during the Kobe Bryant memorial going on, Kobe Bryant and Gigi Bryant memorial going on at Staples Center. Mark Spears was at Chase Center last night, saw Zion in person, talks a little about the Golden State Warriors. We'll talk to him about the Warriors because he has some thoughts, I know, last night on James Wiseman, Anthony Edwards, and some of the guys coming into the
he was at Chase,
2020
huh?
draft. He was in Chase okay. in the locker room last night. He saw Zion up close and personal. Mark Spears from ESPN's the undefeated senior NBA writer. He'll join us coming up next. Derek the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill, Steiny out. He'll be back tomorrow right here on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.